I think kids are starting to get back into the groove now after going back to school after the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Getting up in the morning is probably not that tough for them. Yeah, right. Here's how you can wake your kids up. Just okay. a little advice for you.
Okay.
What you do, you go to the refrigerator. You take a bag of marbles. You put them in the freezer.
Oh.
Bag of marbles in the freezer.
You're so cruel.
And the next morning, what you do, you lift up the blankets.
Oh.
You pour them in.
Oh.
Wherever they move in that bed, these cold marbles follow them. Simple yet effective. We'll give you some food at Schooners.
Okay.
If you'll call and wake up your kids right now on the air.
Play me a country song.
Put your quarter in my slot. Yeah, yeah. 103.1 KTPI. What a look you gave me, Don. That's just a jukebox deal. That's 103.1 KTPI. It's 5:53, and who's on the telephone? You're on the air.
Lori.
Hi, Lori. How's it going?
Just great.
What's on your mind this morning? You calling to wake up a kid or something?
Well, I called to tell you that I have the privilege of taking care of a 5-year-old most mornings, and when he's having a hard time getting up, I just use my squirt bottle.
You hit him with a squirt bottle.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I guess it could be worse. You could be using a paintball, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Glad I tell him I'm just trying to hit his hair and he moved.
You're cruel. But I love him. Writing that down. Use squirt bottle. Good. Thanks a lot.
Okay. You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
103.1 KTPI High Desert Hot Country. Andy Waits and Don Matthews. We are the Red Eye Ranch.
Hey.
Perhaps you heard of us.
Sure.
It's 6:06 and a high today should be about 68 degrees or so.
52 up in the mountains,
It's a sweltering day in the city compared to the Northeast and that. They're all socked in with snow.
My parents in Springdale, Arkansas got 12 inches of snow yesterday.
In fact, it's so cold back east, Richard Simmons is putting on long pants.
Ooh.
It is cold. Hi, who's on the telephone here? Who
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
Hi, fine. How you doing?
I feel better all the time.
Good.
You know, I'm better now than I was when you asked me. Ask me again.
How are you doing?
Ooh, I got tingles. Oh, thank you.
You're doing wonderful.
Hey, are you going to wake up the kids for us?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that's a cool deal. Now, how many kids you have?
Two.
And how old are they?
5 and 8.
Oh, 5 and 8.
That's sweet.
That's, let's wake the little dickens up. What room are you in right now?
I'm in the hallway.
And how are you going to wake them up? What are you going to do?
I'm going to ring a bell.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to turn on the light. The light always gets them.
Oh, boy. Let's go for broke.
Okay.
You don't have a cannon? Is that the deal?
No, I don't have that. Okay, I'm opening the door.
Okay.
Okay. We're in the room now.
She's entering the room.
Okay.
All right.
The light's on.
Light's on.
Time to wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
That's annoying.
Oh, no, that's kind of pretty.
Hold on. Wake up, you guys. Andy Waits is on the phone. Say hi to the Red Eye Ranch.
Hi.
Wake up.
Hi, kids. Are you awake?
Say, I'm awake.
Hello? Are you in there? Hello? Wake up!
Say hi!
Wake up!
Oh, don't terrorize the child.
Okay, wait a second.
I don't believe you have children. You don't really have kids, do you?
Wait a second. He just said he was awake. Hold on.
Well, okay.
I'm awake.
He's awake!
Did you hear that?
Oh, that's great!
They're awake!
You did it! You woke him up! Wonderful job.
Thank you.
And I am so impressed. Wonderful job.
Thank you.
All right, we will send you out to Schooners.
Great, thank you.
You go a long way for a meal. I guess it's worth it to me. Hang on the line and get your vitals, okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's 6:09.
I dunked you in that water tank over at the outlet.
Did you happen to dip your little pinkies into that water?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
It was cold.
It looked cold.
You're a cruel, heartless woman.
I know, and it was
You
so
wake
much
up
fun.
The kids. You wake up the kids. You throw me into cold water on the first of the year.
Yeah, ain't it fun?
Yeah. Don was right the other day. God, Don was right.
Don was right.
Ooh, that burns right. My butt.
I'm always right. And she just said it too.
Always right.
Don, you're right. It is the left hand for the 6. It's the right hand for the 7 on the typewriter.
I told you.
All these years I've been using my right hand to hit the 6.
Yeah.
And
did you find out I was right?
Well, my wife is an incredible secretary.
Yeah.
And she knows. She knows this stuff. And so she told me. She told me the scoop on this. She set me straight, got me going in the right direction.
So now you say to me.
I say to you.
Repeat after me. Don, I'm so sorry.
Don, I'm so sorry.
Forever doubting. That you knew what you were talking about. And I promise not to do it again. So help me. Okay.
Hey, listen to that, Don. They're playing my song.
No, Andy. That's my song.
No, it's my song.
It's mine.
They're playing our song.
Okay.
Neil McCoy, 6:23.
Somebody.
6:35, 103.1 KTPI, High Desert, Hot Country.
That's us.
Yeehaw. Hi, KTPI, what's up?
Hi, I just wanted to call and let you know that it is the right hand that pushes the 6 button.
It is the right hand.
No, it's the left.
No, because I'm in typing class right now.
And they tell you that they're right hand for the six, right?
Correct.
There you go. You and my wife are wrong.
We went to typing school a long time ago.
Well, you see, things have changed.
You people have mutated and have longer fingers that can reach it with your right hand.
But they're telling me I have to.
Are your fingers webbed, ma'am?
No, they're not.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I wish they were.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Don, now.
What?
Repeat after me.
Oh, no way.
I, Don Matthews. Do solemnly swear.
Kind of.
Do solemnly swear.
I swore solemn that. Solemnly swear.
Yeah, but it's solemn,
kind,
isn't it?
Kind of.
That I will never. Never.
Ever.
Dispute.
No, never. Dispute.
Andy. Again.
Within the next 5 minutes.
Yeah. Five magazines primarily for men. Your toast is down.
GQ.
Good.
Okay. Fidelity.
I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Gentleman's Quarterly.
That's GQ.
GQ.
Oh.
You're still at two.
I'm going here. Muscle and Fitness.
Good.
Okay.
Hot Rod.
Okay. Four. One more. Quick.
Hurry.
Reader's
Digest.
Oh, no.
I read that one, too.
Oh, my gosh. You came so close.
Oh.
Two words would have done it for you, too.
Okay.
Football phone. That would have worked. No, don't say it, but yeah. Okay, there you go. All right, so I'm sorry. I can't give it to you.
Okay, well, thanks.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's move on then. Hi, KTPI.
Okay, Sports Illustrated.
There you go. It's your football phone right there.
Playboy.
Who's giving you these answers?
My brother.
Your brother?
Guns and Ammo.
Guns and Ammo, very good.
Okay,
very
you need
good.
Two more.
It's a real manly magazine.
And we got to hurry. The toast is getting sent.
Guns and Ammo.
You like that one,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Let me talk to your brother.
Okay.
Let me do.
Here.
What are you pulling a little string in the back of her head to make her mouth move?
Actually, I am.
Yeah.
She went and grabbed me and told me to throw out some stuff. So.
Oh, okay.
All right, Sports Illustrated.
Good. We got that.
Guns and Ammo.
Got that.
Mountain Biking Magazine.
That's for everybody.
Dirt Biking.
Okay, I'll allow that. That's
okay.
Primarily men's sport. Although Don used to do that.
Field and Stream.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was thinking of.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Field and Stream.
Oh, yeah.
And Outdoor Life.
There you go.
Okay.
Hey, very good. Congratulations. All right. What do I have for you? I really don't have a prize or anything, but you can just take satisfaction in knowing that you knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it. We always have a Beat the Toaster prize.
All right. Here's what you get. Yeah, we're going to send you out to Popeye's to gobble down some chicken and biscuits, okay?
Okay.
All right, then. Tell me what station makes you a winner.
KTPI.
Aren't you glad we're there?
Yeah.
Would you be a loser without us, sir?
Yeah, probably would.
643, high today is 68.
And 41 right now.
The Texas tornado on the way. It's Tracy Lawrence, KTPI.
Call me up from Amarillo.
Hi, this is Fritz Coleman from Channel 4 urging you to listen to Andy Waits on KTPI, because if you don't, he'll die. His ratings will drop, he'll lose confidence, he'll be fired, he'll become a ward of the state, he'll starve, and he will die. So, listen to the Red Eye Ranch and save a life. Thank you.
KTPI. It's 6:49. Vandy Waits and Don Matthews. We're the Red Eye Ranch. Glad you could join us this morning. Don't let the gate hit you on the butt as you come on in. And don't get splinters, for goodness sake. We're not insured for splinters. Thank you.
Gee.
All right, Don, I guess somebody wants to come to your defense here real quickly.
Don is correct about the six on the left hand. He's using an ergonomical keyboard.
Using a what kind of keyboard?
The ergonomical keyboard with a computer.
Oh, is that the kind of split in the middle?
Yes.
Oh, okay. She's not. But thank you. But if she were, she'd be right, wouldn't she?
Yes, she would.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Jane Wyman and Ronald Reagan had a daughter. What's her name? 272-103.1 is a telephone number to call the Red Eye Ranch where you are on the air. Who is you?
I'm sorry?
Oh, you got a buzz going there.
Yeah.
Kind of early for a buzz like that. What's your name?
Charlotte. And her name is Maureen.
Maureen!
Yes,
absolutely.
No, right.
Maureen's birthday is today also.
Is it really?
And she's 55.
I'll be darned.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Wonderful.
Y'all tingly and everything?
Oh, yes.
Holding the phone like that, it's no wonder. We got someone defending your honor here, Don.
Oh, really?
Well, what's the deal, sir? I guess you used the left hand to hit the six, is that right?
Yes, sir. 26 years in the Navy. And all of our teletypes and all the students that we instructed down in Pensacola, Florida, the six is on the left hand.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
I
dare not buck the military, sir. All right, Don,
well,
you're right.
I got you on this, and I'm afraid.
All right, then.
Well, this.
Right. Hey, thanks for calling, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is what I need is people to point out what an idiot I am.
Well, let me tell you something. This man says I'm right. And you know what?
Mm.
Put up your right hand.
Oh, Don.
Come on. Yeah. Because...
I, Andy Waits.
Solemnly swear.
Wait a second. Not without my lawyer.
Okay.
Mama told me never swear.
All right. Promise.
I promise.
To never. Ever.
Almost never.
Ever.
Hardly ever.
Doubt. Anything I tell you.
Whatever Don says.
All right.
Okay.
There.
Hey, well, listen, speaking of that, Stupidity on Parade.
Okay.
Coming up next.
Good.
On KTPI. This thing just won't die.
I just took a typing class at the ABC College.
Uh-huh.
Six is the right hand.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what I think it is?
They're teaching us.
I think what we ought to do is the six button would just take it off. We'll just remove the six from the English language. Do it with your foot. Hit it with your toe.
Yeah, your nose.
The left thumb. It's not doing anything.
That's right. But that's what they're teaching at the college. Six on the right.
There you go.
I know.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
I like the nose idea. From now on, what they're going to teach in school is you hit the six with your nose. We've got a stupid little game for you right now. Chance to win prizes. Jumping through hoops of fire.
All right.
It's called Who Said That?
Who Said That?
272. I think I did.
You did?
Yeah. 272-103.1 is a telephone number to play our game at KTPI. At 103.1 KTPI. It is 7:38, and I got it all figured out, Don.
You do?
Yeah, the Japanese tourists that are over here shooting pictures of everything.
Right.
They're not really touring.
No?
They're taking inventory.
Oh.
Pretty sure.
Oh, boy.
I'm pretty sure. Not positive. Hey.
It's a thought.
KTPI, who's on the telephone? You're on the air.
Stu.
Hey, Stu.
All right.
How are you, Stu?
I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing better with each breath I suck into my lungs and exhale out my nose.
Ooh.
There you go.
Thank you. All right. You digging the show this morning?
I love the show. My wife got me listening to your show a while back, and I love it.
Oh, he's got a red-eye monkey on his back.
That's right. You guys do a great job.
Well, thank you, Stu.
Oh, man. All right. All right, you've already won, regardless of how you do.
That's what I wanted to hear.
All right.
We haven't even told him what the prize is.
Dog food.
It's
a week supply of Alpo. No, kid. We're going to give you some tickets to go down to the Gene Autry Western Heritage Museum.
Great.
All right. You're going to go against Don, though. We're going to test Don.
Okay.
Oh, in the game.
Yeah.
Huh?
This is a game called Who Said That? And the way it works is I take quotes and I give you three names. One of these people actually said that. You just tell me which one.
It was either O.J. or Hillary Clinton.
He's played before.
I guess so, yeah. All right, here we go. First one. Get in my way when I really want to accomplish something. I can be a mean mother.
Ooh.
Nice.
All right. Is that A, Mother Teresa, B, Dick Clark, or C, Woody Allen? Who said that?
You want Stu to go first?
Yeah, Stu, go ahead.
Okay.
C.
Woody Allen, you say?
Right.
You know, I have a feeling it was Dick Clark.
Dick Clark?
Yeah.
Don's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I win.
Congratulations,
Don. No, there's more. Hold on.
There's more, Stu.
There's more, Stu.
Okay,
here's one. I get up in the morning, spend the day working, and watch a lot of bad television. That's about it, except I have a number of guests around. People with guns. Was that A, Frank Sinatra, B, Newt Gingrich, or C, Salman Rushdie? What do you think, Stu?
Oh, I go first?
Yeah.
B.
Newt Gingrich says that?
No, I'm kidding. No.
Oh.
No. A was Frank Sinatra, B was Newt Gingrich.
And C was Salman Rushdie.
A, Frank Sinatra.
Don, what do you think?
You know, I know Salman Rushdie said that one.
You're right, Don. Don's right, two in a row.
Oh,
my God. I don't believe it. Stu, man. All right, here's the third one. Your chance to prove yourself, Stu. All right. I don't even get an allowance. Who said that? A, Macaulay Culkin. B, Tori Spelling. Or C, Marla Maples.
Hey.
A, Macaulay Culkin.
And I agree with that. It was A, Macaulay Culkin.
Good night. Don got three for three, Stu.
I'm amazing.
Unbelievable. But Stu, you're a winner anyway.
All
what right. The heck? We're going to send you down to the Gene Autry Museum of Western Heritage just because you're a nice man. You say good things about me. Made me all tingly.
I appreciate it.
You made me feel warm all over, sir.
it really is a good show, and I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. I spilled my coffee. I can't believe that you scored on every one of those things.
Poor Stu. I feel so bad.
You scored on all three of the Who Said That's.
Hey, I am amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Don, you got the shine, girl.
A little bit.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I can see it right now. Look at you. You're transforming before my eyes into the great Blondini. Would you look at that? The great Blondini on the scene.
That's me. I have
in my hand three envelopes that have been hermetically sealed in a mason fruit jar under my porch for the past 6 months.
Yikes.
Since I've been working at KTPI, these things have been under my porch.
Okay.
I'm going to hold them up. They have questions inside of them. I bet you can guess the answers before they're even open.
I bet I could.
I bet you
I'll
can.
Try.
Let's try the very first one. Here we go. What's the answer to this one?
It's subdued. It's got to be subdued.
Subdued?
Yeah. It feels like that. Yeah.
Subdued. What do you call a guy who works at Subway? Subdued.
Hey,
oh,
am I amazing?
It's incredible, Don. It's incredible.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Ooh, ah. All right. Okay. Let me just try it again. Try this one.
Congress. Right. Congress.
Congress? Yes, you're getting the Congress. Congress. Yeah. Congress vibe off of that thing. Okay. Let's open it up and take a look. Oh, what's the opposite of progress? Okay.
Oh, hey.
Good
two
deal.
For two.
Ooh, I can't believe it, Don. It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Ready to go for it?
Yeah.
The last envelope, right here.
Boy,
I'm
this
holding
is a
the
little
last
hard.
Envelope. You get
here
a vibe
comes,
off
here,
of it?
Here comes. Million Man March.
Million Man March?
Yes.
Okay, let's
all
open
right.
it up and find out what. Okay. Oh, Don, this is incredible.
Really?
How'd you. What is Madonna's biggest month? Unbelievable. Wow. The Great Blondini,
thank
ladies
you.
And gentlemen. Wow.
Thank
and
you.
Bring on the big voice, guys.
103.1 KTPI, Tehachapi, Lancaster, Palmdale, High Desert, Hot Country.
How did you do that?
I've got the thing.
You get the shine.
I guess so.
You get the shine. Just
it's
one
scary.
Question. One question for you.
What?
Yeah, answer me that. Answer me that, psychic girl, huh?
Hey,
yeah.
I'm not telling. Have your boots
been under? 103.1 KTPI. Don, let's take a random unsolicited phone call.
Okay.
Hi, KTPI. You're on the air.
Andy, I want to thank you.
For
making my drive to work real interesting.
Oh, aww. How so? Did you hit a pole?
Because you guys are entertaining.
Oh.
Your daughter entertaining. I really want to thank you.
Oh, my God.
I drive from Lake L.A. to Rosemont every day, about 35 miles. I tell you, you guys make my day.
Sir, I'm out of prizes.
You make me smile in the morning, and I love it.
Well, thanks.
That's very kind.
You guys are okay with me.
Wow. Do you sometimes call the guy at the pizza place and tell him, man, that was a good pizza?
Yeah, no, I never do that. Not very often. I've got to be really inspired to thank somebody for something like this.
Oh, that's great.
You guys do a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh.